88 YVF Mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF monitoring.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, Peter Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K89S. XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA.
KA9SXH.
Hi, Rick. How are you
doing on this? Really nice winter day. Not too bad by me. Currently, it's not snowing. We got maybe 6 inches of new snow last night. And right now, I think it might be 3 degrees. My thermometer is not registering, so that's pretty much a guess. What are you up to? K89SXH.
Well, Kitty, I come down with the flu here last Monday night, and I've been recovering from the flu, so I haven't been doing much. We got your snow here. It came across the pond, and of course it probably sucked up a little bit of moisture. They were saying between 7 and 12 inches of snow in a lot of areas. We'll take the snow versus any freezing rain. So hopefully the weather is not too hard on us.
Well, by me, I don't think we're going to get any freezing rain. Today is probably the warmest it's going to be in a week. And if you believe our forecast, it's going to be probably the coldest week of the winter. How about that? So today, nice. But tomorrow it'll all be dried up, frozen, whatever. And the flu. I know what you mean about that one, Rick. I've been dealing with that since early December. It just it seems to hang on and on and on. So no stranger to that stuff. And radio-wise, I currently have an HT on here in front of me and another handheld radio. And, of course, the EchoLink, and I'm working on radio stuff on the computer. How good can it get?
Well, very good there, Terry. Yeah. No, I've actually pulled up a couple pots and put some grow mix in and planted some onion seeds. So I did a bunch of onion seeds in the pots there, and hopefully we'll get some seedlings coming up and get them transplanted out in the garden when the weather changes, whenever that is. And I want to get a little earlier start on it than what I did last year. The seedlings were kind of small, and I was kind of late about getting them out there, but we still got onions and so forth. Got a late start on getting my garlic in this year. It was December, and I actually had to wait for the ground to unthaw to get them in. So hopefully they do all right when they overwinter. They can get a chance to get started before winter set in, that's for sure. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8VOA.
All right. Well, I have not talked much about next year's gardening yet. However, I do have some flower pots for my flower pots buried in raised beds. They're ready to be taken out in the spring. And I may have, 10 pounds of carrots, which when the ground freezes or unthaws, I can get some of them out. But right now, I'm sure that's frozen as a rock and only going to stay that way for a while more. But, plenty of carrots. Just got to get them out. And, of course, the second year ones got to be pretty much need to cook them pretty good because they're a little bit more woody, but the boy, the taste is still excellent. KA9SXH.
Sometimes the cold makes them a little sweeter, and that's kind of nice too in a way. I've heard of people overwintering their carrots and just leaving them out there and covering them up with a bunch of straw and that, and then when they needed carrots, they went out and dug them up. So that could be an option too as well. That's something I've never done, but I thought about it. I'll turn it back over to you. KC8VOA.
All right. Well, now you're giving me a good idea. I never thought of that one. I should have covered them up a little bit last fall when I could. And I thoroughly enjoy having carrots. You know, instead of taking them out of a bag from the store, you'd go out in the garden and get a few. That just works excellently. And you're right. The taste, I think, is better the second year. Other than that, well, radio stuff, I've been on DMR. on DMR quite a bit. And a little bit earlier today, I was over on Dave's repeater. So I've been around. Actually, I spend quite a bit of time over there from day to day. Back to you. KA9SXH.
Oh, very good, Terry. Very good. Yeah. No, I my attention span has not been that long here lately, and so I just been hitting a little short things. I've got a lot of, too many things on my mind, which is probably hurting my attention span. But it's been going on here. About ready to check in with the boys and see how they're doing on setting some poor joys.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Exactly. I'm always tired. Spend too much time at night coughing, etc. And I usually sleep pretty well, except for that. So I'm working on it. I would expect it'll be better in spring. And I'll get back to the stuff in front of that I was doing here in front of me too. And I'll let you get back to yours. But great hearing you today. Excellent keeping up, Ted. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is KA9SXH.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Oh, very good, Terry. Very good. You have yourself a wonderful day and a better tomorrow. Take care. 73 PCA-BOA.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.